Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with our special guest, Barbara Heil. Barbara's been with us all week, and if you're just tuning into the program today, I would encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. It's been a fantastic week, a fantastic story of Barbara's journey, really growing up without any practice of the faith in her home, in a difficult and an abusive home. The Lord creating a pathway in college. She ends up encountering Jesus in a very dynamic church. She ends up coming into the Pentecostal church and really getting trained as a major leader. And she's traveling the world, preaching, teaching, and raising up other leaders, training other leaders. She's just got a passion to seek and save the lost, the heart of the Lord. And then, surprise, surprise, the Lord leads her into the Catholic Church, is what we've been talking about over the last few days. It's beautiful and it's amazing, but it's also such a life changer for you. I forgot to say welcome back, Barbara.
Yeah, Thank you. I've been delighted to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking all this time to be with us. In many ways, as a preacher and teacher and a missionary, you were a powerhouse, and God put a lot into you, and He gave you lots of spiritual gifts to be able to do what you were doing, and other people around you as well, right? That really believe that Jesus is alive right now. He's anointed us. He's sending us into mission to live the Great Commission. This is what it means to be a Christian, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbors, yourself, and go make disciples. I mean, that's the essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus,
exactly.
Those things, right?
Exactly.
And you were living it. And then, so you came into the Catholic Church, and you found the depth, the gold, the wisdom, the holiness, the prayer, the tradition, everything. But you didn't see people as eager to seek and save the lost. You're saying they're not in the church. Of course they're in the church. But the recent popes have made it very clear for the vast majority of baptized Catholics, the mission dimension is a missing piece. And the commitment and understanding of the Great Commission and integration of it and shedding a tear for the lost and praying and being a part of that is not the normal life for a Catholic. And it's meant to be part of the normal life.
It is meant to be. And it's Catholic teaching.
It's meant to be normal Catholic life. It's normal Catholic living. Pope Paul VI said at one point, he said, it's Evangelii Nuntiani, a document on evangelization. He said, it is unthinkable that a Catholic who's been baptized and confirmed would not only live the faith, but would proclaim it in turn to those who don't know the Lord, you know, in their life. So he says it's unthinkable.
Right.
When I read that, I said, Holy Father, the unthinkable is happening all over the place. I mean, many of us Catholics live our whole life. I asked this for parishes all around the country and other places. It's not uncommon for a Catholic to go their whole life and never initiate one conversation with a person,
right,
with the hope of introducing them to Jesus or inviting them to come to know more about Jesus. So that's part of what you've stepped into, and it's been a bit of a shocker for you at a certain level. So how has that transition and that dimension of your life been so missionary and so activated in mission evangelization? How's that transition element happened coming into the church for you?
Well, first of all, I found out as I was coming in that this is actually Catholic teaching, that we do this.
Yeah.
And that I couldn't judge the church by the inaction that I'd seen, but I was going to go to what did the church actually teach? The church teaches evangelization. The church teaches go into all the world and preach the gospel, not just good works. Preach the gospel, that we have the key of life. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to obey the Holy Spirit. I'm going to obey God. And this is the teachings of the Catholic Church. And one of the questions I get a lot is, how do we start? Part of the reason people aren't doing it, they don't know how to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, in my case, I was surrounded by mentors and people. I didn't grow up in a vacuum. I was surrounded by people and mentors who fed into my life the need to minister to other people, the little bit I had. It wasn't that I had to have a doctorate in evangelization. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm not trained in that. I'm not educated in that. It's not what you learn intellectually that equips you. It's the love you have for the person next to you that equips you. Just a little bit, just the knowledge we have is enough.
Yeah.
And to love people enough to go out of our way. So I was surrounded by mentors and people that had a passion and had a vision. And I was surrounded by people who prayed for the sick. I saw many healings and miracles, a lot of prophetic ministry, a lot of time in worship, a lot of time experiencing the glory of God. In fact, our motto was that it was in seeing the face of Jesus that you could see and discern the face of the world. I couldn't understand really how to meet the needs of those outside until I spent time gazing on the heart of Jesus and seeing his love for people being impressed on the inside. And then when we go out from his presence on fire with his love, you want everybody to experience that love. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that really was my main equipping, was desire. Desire, equipped with desire. And I think when we think it's other people's job to do this, I'm exempt from desiring this. I don't even know that I can desire this. I don't even know that I don't want this. I don't know that I'm supposed to want this. But when you realize you don't just have permission, this is a calling on all Catholics, all believers. I always get questions about called and gifted. Do you know what your calling is? Do you know what your gifts are? And I'll say, I know what everybody's calling is. Everybody's called to be an evangelist. Everybody's called to declare the good news. You do it in different roles.
Yeah.
You do it in different ministries. Yeah, but everybody's called.
Yeah, and when you're saying everybody's called to be an evangelist, in people's minds, they can think of TV evangelists or this kind of thing. And your point is to say everyone is called to initiate movement toward sharing Jesus with other people, inviting people to come to know Jesus,
exactly,
to share the gospel with him. It's one heart at a time. You know what I mean? Somebody listening might end up having a calling you haven't even discovered yet,
right,
that you could become, God's calling you to do some major preaching and teaching and evangelization in different places. But
most ministry doesn't happen that way, though.
Yeah.
Most ministry is people going to their neighbor.
Absolutely.
It's the one-on-one thing. And I love St. Teresa of Calcutta, who said, just go to the next person.
Yeah.
Just, well, how do I know what to do, Mother? Just go to the next person. That's evangelism. Evangelism isn't on a platform. Evangelism is an invitation.
Yeah.
And
no,
it's
really
just
important.
Going to the next person.
Yeah.
And if you know, I tell people, if you're in a local parish and you know, we get focused on keeping our kids quiet, making sure, you know, we're ready for Mass, focusing in. Yes, you want to drink of the beauty of the Mass. Yes, you want to drink of the richness that is there. But start to look around. Who's missing? Who's missing? Simply pick up the phone. Hey, I missed you at Mass. Anything going on? Is there anything I can pray with you about? The number one key to being a witness is to noticing who's in the house and who's out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in evening time at supper.
Yeah.
Are the kids home? Are the kids home? We begin to take responsibility. Are all the kids around Dad's table, around the Father's table? Who's missing?
Yeah.
Then you go after the ones that are missing. You make a phone call. You write a card. You send a note. I missed you. What's going on? You have something I need to pray about. That's all part of evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of being the body of Christ. You go to your neighbors. Maybe we just had Easter. You know, maybe start gearing up for next Easter where you notice they didn't go to church anywhere. They were kind of going through something and you were just holding your respectful distance. Well, take a page from Metal and Madeline and stop being so respectful and go ahead and go over and say, is there something I can help you with? You want to go with us on Easter? I'll save you a place in our pew. You know, be willing to go out of your comfort zone. I like to remind people, especially women, you know, we just had Easter. Who was the first one that carried the good news that Jesus is alive? It was a woman. It was a woman who was not ordained. It was a woman who is not a priest. It is a woman who's just a woman who carries a story. She's just telling something.
And I think a woman who had seven demons at one point in her life and was delivered and freed, and right?
Who had had great deliverance.
Yeah.
That's the other thing people need to give up, is this idea that they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm super saint, or if I was super saint, then God could use me that way. And you know what? The Lord doesn't wait for super saints.
Yeah.
He's looking for ordinary saints. He's looking for everyday saints who in our everyday lives are living our faith, living the gospel, and then trusting God enough that when I go out of my comfort zone to say something to that gal I'm working out with at the Y or that guy at work, that when I say something, I don't have to be eloquent. I don't have to be dynamic. I don't even have to understand all the theology about it. But when I say, hey, is there something I need to pray with you about? The Holy Spirit, I could trust Jesus enough that I know the Holy Spirit's going to be there, that he's going to do the work.
Right.
I don't have to do the work.
Right.
You know, though, as we answer the call of evangelism, we're not the ones who do the work. Yeah. We're just the mouthpieces. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work, as we are the hands and feet and mouths of Jesus, sharing who he is, share what he's done for you. If you don't think he's done anything for you, you know, not everybody's had a radical life-transforming, altering encounter with Jesus like I did. But I think the best testimonies are the ones where people were kept by God, and then they had those moments of awakening in their lives. And if you've experienced that moment of awakening in your life, share that.
Yeah.
Because there's someone that needs to hear that.
No, it's good. You mentioned something earlier in the program about, you know, the invitation and who's in the house, who's not in the house, comes from a love of God that's moving in your heart. That's part of it, right? So it's Paul's the love of Christ compels us. There's a kind of compelling.
But what if people compels
us? Yeah. What if people are listening and say, you know, I don't. There must be something wrong with me because I don't feel it. I don't feel love for people to. You know what I mean? I don't feel a love to wanna inside me that's bubbling up to wanna go tell other people about it. What does that mean about me, or what do I need? How would you answer that if somebody just asked you honestly that question?
It's a great question, and it's very common.
Yeah.
And part of it is we don't know that we can ask. We don't know that we can desire this. So the answer is right in scriptures. Jesus said, if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. And if you knock, the door will be open. And he's not talking about stuff. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if I'm asking for God to move on my heart, he's going to move on my heart. If I'm asking for God, Lord, I need more love for other people. He told me, if I ask, I'm going to receive. Lord, I need boldness to minister to my neighbor, to share with them about how good Jesus is and the beauty of the church. But I don't have boldness, and I don't know if I care that much. Lord, can you put your heart of love in me? That's the job of the Holy Spirit, by the way. And if I ask, he will come. If I'm seeking the love of God, I will find the love of God. If I start knocking and asking, God, give me a passion for the lost, for people who are outside of the church, for those that are missing from Mass, give me a passion for others. Lord, deliver me from my selfishness, from my self-satisfaction, from my insulated life. Lord, I want to be obedient. I want to please you. I don't want to just make it to heaven by myself. I want to bring everybody I can with me, but Lord, I don't know how, but you know how. And Lord, I'm asking you for passion. I'm asking you to put passion in my heart. I'm asking you to put desire in me. Lord, I'm willing to be willing.
That's great.
I'm willing to be willing. Lord, help me be willing. Ask him to help you be willing to pray for people, not just for people, but with people. You know, to be willing to be obedient.
This has been a week that's gone by extremely fast, it seems like, but also it's been rich. And I want to thank you, Barbara.
It's been
a privilege
being here.
It'd be great to have you come back and really tell, as we talked about at the beginning, the rest of the story. There's so much more that is unfolding in your life. And I think the Lord has already, and he's going to continue to really use you to minister to Catholics, to help us see and experience something that we're not seeing and experiencing in many places, and help move us into God's deeper purpose. So God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Friends, have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.